beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mouser. Welcome to our broadcast today. We used to do that theme song so many years ago, we just thought we'd bring it back on the air today for you. And in everything that happens, we are praising the Lord. We're right back once again worshiping God on this beautiful Sunday morning. This is the day the Bible said the Lord has made, and we can rejoice and we can be glad therein. So we're going to get into our broadcast today and just kind of magnify and worship the Lord. Let's go back as that choir is singing this beautiful song, He is So Good to Me.
Could show me the light through the tunnel. If joy can follow tears with one faint smile, as long as I can see the rainbow pushing through the clouds, I'll be alright while I'm going through the trial. Knowing well the Father won't forsake His child, find strength and sorrow that lasts for just a while. I'll be alright while I'm going through the trial. Song in darkness. Let my heart be as trusting as a child. As long as I can see the mountains merely stepping stones, I'll be alright while I'm going through the trial. The trial, knowing well the Father, He won't forsake His child, finding strength in sorrow that lasts for just a while. I'll be alright while I'm going through the trial. Knowing well the Father won't forsake His child, finding strength in sorrow that lasts for just a while. I'll be alright while I'm going through the trial. I'll be alright while I'm going through and growing through the trial.
Well, I kind of like that song. It says, I'm learning while I'm going through the trial. And you know, the thing with God, that He teaches us something new, even in the midst of our storms, in the midst of our trials. And we have, this week has really been some kind of a week. Maybe one day we'll just sit down before the mic and tell you all about it. We got a worm in our internet system, and we thought we was not even going to be able to be on the broadcast today. And let me apologize to my good friend Fred Pennington now. I promised Fred that I would do that song, The Great Speckled Bird, for him this morning. But Fred, due to the fact that our computer has been down, we just got it back up. I was unable to do that. But possibly we will get it on for you next week, okay? Let's go back right now and do another song. And I want to send this out to a very good friend of mine, Miss Ethel Coulter. We understand she's really going through the trials, so we want to bless her with this next song that we're going to do.
I have heard once the bird has a broken wing. It will never fly higher anymore. Let me tell you what I know. That's not always so. For once I lay helpless and so, I fell from above like a wounded dove, with no hope of ever climbing again. But with grace from above and God's marvelous love, I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Their egos can't soar. I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Well, I fell by the way, life's wounded prey. And old Satan, like a vulture, swept low. In my darkest hour, he came to devour what was left of my dying soul. As low as I could get, but God not finished yet. He seemed more good than I had ever saw in me. Now I live above the doubt, so high in the clouds that I can't see the top of. I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Their eagles can't soar. I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've been.
Yes, we can fly higher than we've ever been before. You know, the Bible said, if God be for you, then who in this world can stand against you? Well, we have had a battle this week. I'm really, I don't want to say I stand amazed that we're able to get on the air, but I'll tell you, something happened to our equipment, and, well, we're just very fortunate we're on today. We thought we were just going to have to play music or something, so we're kind of, this is kind of more or less experimental right now, because we are back on the air now. As I said, we got a worm in our computer system, and it just wiped us out, just literally destroyed it. And I'll tell you more about that at another time. But we do want to remember all the sick and the shut-in in that song just a moment ago. And we want to go back right now and do a song that... Well, we've got this one on one of our CDs. If you'd like to receive one of these CDs, all you have to do is just give me a call or write to me, and I'll see that you get one, okay? This is A Very Special Grace.
When my life has been tested by some bitter trial,
And when the tempter comes to tempt me in life's way, when heavy burdens fall upon my pathway, my Jesus gives His very special grace. A very special grace to heal all my heartaches. A very special grace just to see life. I know that I'm never, never weary. When my burdens get so heavy in life's way, but I know that Jesus took all my sin to Calvary. And there He gives His very special grace. A very special grace to heal all my heartaches. A very special grace that's gonna see me through. A very special grace that will lift all of my sorrow. Now Jesus wants to give that very special grace. Special grace.
Yes, sir, and His grace is very special. Can you say amen to that? Well, I certainly do appreciate you letting me come in today by the means of radio. We certainly do appreciate you opening your homes, your convalescent places, maybe just driving down the highway. God has blessed this radio ministry in such a marvelous way that we could not begin to tell. Now, we're not devil-free. I mean, the devil has really fought us on every hand. But through Jesus Christ, we will be victorious. We'd like to appreciate, we appreciate Philip Ballard and Kathy. And also, we'd like to say to Dana Ose and also Daryl Ose and how much we appreciate them. Because when we were dead in the water, I mean, that's the terminology that we use. But when it looked like that it would not be able to put on today's broadcast, they came to our rescue. And we're back up and running now. We've still got a lot of work to do on the equipment due to the fact that we did get a virus and it did kind of wipe us out. And it went into our sermons to beat it all. And I'm going to take a Sunday here before long and I'm just going to tell you the whole thing and tell you exactly what happened. Because you see, I feel like the devil just don't like what we're doing here on Something to Believe In. I know he don't like that theme. I mean, when you get on the radio or any time you hear that there is something to believe in, that kind of irritates the devil. But you see, that's why Jesus said we're the light of the world and we're the salt of the earth. Because being the salt of the earth, we irritate. And if we don't irritate the devil, then, sir, we're not doing what God's called us to do. Now, we're not on here to irritate people. However, some people do get irritated at what we say and what we do. But we're on here to irritate the devil. But that doesn't mean he's just going to roll over lay down and play dead, because the Bible said our adversary goeth about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And you know, there is no exemptions. Now, just because you're a born-again child of God, don't you ever think that you're trouble-free. Because there's going to be problems. There's going to be troubles. The Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against powers and principalities of powers. A lot of folks don't believe there's a devil out there, sir, but I do. I really believe there is imps of hell. I believe that there are demon powers. And in this day and time, we're seeing more of that manifested than any time that we've ever lived. Have you noticed the UN? They're trying to keep everybody back together, and they're trying to unify. But it makes me to think that the Bible said, when they cry, peace, peace, then will come sudden destruction. Now, I'm not a gloom and doom preacher, but sir, ma'am, I'm telling you, there is an evil force. And I mean, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but you know, the Bible said war is between us, because we war one with another. And look at the denominations today. Why? We're not on the friendly terms like we need to be. We need to be worshiping together. We need to be unified. We need to be justified in the sight of God. We need to be the redeemed of the world. Needs to stand up and be counted. It's time, like Moses said, who's on the Lord's side, let him come unto me. And you know, it's a time that God's people is going to have to stand. Because the devil, he's going about like a roaring lion. He's seeking whom he may devour. And the Bible said in the last days there'd be a great falling away. Men would leave the truth. They would heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And today, you got to be very careful. There's a lot of false prophets out there. Some people will tell you, you get saved, you'll never have another problem. But sir, when you get saved, it doesn't mean you're going to be exempted from all your trouble. It just simply means that now you got more going for you than you had before. The Bible said, greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. I mean, there is a spirit that lives within the individual. That spirit of God that manifests itself. The Bible said when the enemy would come in like a great and mighty flood, the Bible said he, being Jesus, will lift a great high standard against him. And if he be for us, then who in this world can be against us? So this day, I'm telling you, sir, there is a devil out there, and he's going about like a roaring lion. He's seeking whom he may devour. He's not going to exempt you just simply because you're born again. You may have problems. You're going to have oppositions. But remember, if he be for you, there's no power that can stand against you. And you know, it's time that we put on the whole armor of God, that we might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You remember when Paul wrote those words? You know what he said? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Because he realized that our strength comes from the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. When we have the joy of God down deep within our spirit, when we realize our opposition, and then when we take a stand to stand for Jesus and let the world go by. Brother, listen, finally, brethren, put on the whole armor of God. Put on the helmet of salvation. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, or the gospel of peace. Go about doing good, speaking good about God, and preaching the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the words that I add to that scripture, because that's what it's all about. Whatsoever things are good, but the things that are good, we need to manifest ourselves, manifest that power that lives within the born-again child of God. The Bible still says, sir, long time ago it was written upon the holy pages of God's Word. And the Bible said that down deep inside of our spirit, that we would have power. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The disciples didn't go around running from the devil. Brother, they went out there where he was at. They went out into the highways, out into the hedges, and they preached the glorious gospel. Peter preached, and even his shadow overshadowed the people. They had to get up and walk away from their problems and situation. Well, sir, I'm here to tell you, God ain't dead. God's the same today. He's the same yesterday, and he'll be the same tomorrow. God will never change. His word will never change. His power will never change. If he was God then, and God now, He'll be God tomorrow. He is the God of the mountain. He is the lily of the valley. He's the bright the morning star. He's the rose of Sharon. He is the beautiful star of Bethlehem. And we got power with God. The Bible said ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. And today, the Holy Ghost is here. He came 2,000 years ago into an upper room. He overshadowed the people, clothed in tongues of fire set upon each of them. And the Bible said that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Listen as Peter leaves that room. Brother, he came out preaching, didn't he? He came out and said, brethren, this is that which is prophesied by the prophet Joel. Saith the Lord, in the last days I will pour out of my spirit out upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall have visions. And your old men shall have dreams. Sir, it's already happened. The Holy Ghost is here. The power of the Holy Spirit is evident in the believer today. That's why the Bible said that they went everywhere preaching the Lord Jesus Christ and turning the world upside down. And today, that same God, that same Bible, that same Holy Ghost is the same today as He was then. Men are being filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't let the devil make you a walking stick. Don't let the devil put you under his feet. Brother, you put him under your feet. You see, Jesus Christ defaced him, disgraced him, and brother, at Calvary, he defeated him. And because he is defeated, I don't have to go around defeating him. I simply need to believe that he's already been defeated. You see, I have victory. I found out. I read the back of the book, sir, and I found out that we win. Father and our God, as we approach the throne of grace, we thank you for that witness that we have within our spirit. We pray for the sick, we pray for the shut-in, we pray for the needy today. We're so thankful that we realize that we're not a nobody going no place, but we are a somebody going someplace. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that's been applied to our life. We're thanking you, Father, that we are the head and not the tail, because together we stand, it's divided that we fall. I thank you for all of these that you've given me in this radio ministry that have stood by me because they have confidence in the message and the God that I preach. And I thank you for that. I pray you heal the sick, bring deliverance to the captive, set at liberty those that have been bruised and bound. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today, Mike. I felt good within my spirit today because, well, I'll tell you, we have really been given a battle in the last little while with the devil and with the broadcast and, well, with many different things. So I just kind of, today, I just kind of took my liberty and got my licks in, and I hope you will stand with me and trust God with me, because this broadcast is very important. If it wasn't, the devil wouldn't care. If we just got on here and didn't do any good at all, then the devil wouldn't care what we did. But you see, when you're doing good, and when you're blessing God, and when you're blessing people, then that's when the devil is going to really get mad at you. And if he's mad, I'm glad. And if we're getting anywhere with God at all, then I hope that that he gets so mad, maybe he'll just up and leave town, okay? Would you pray for me? Would you write me this week? I definitely need to hear from you. Love to know that you're hearing the broadcast. And we certainly do appreciate you. So, well, hope to see you in church at James Chapel this morning at 9. Over at Painters at 11, if you can, come and be with us. Well, goodbye. Be good, and may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
In agony, I prayed to Jesus, and he gladly set me free. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens from my soul were rolled away. It made me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it, for he's everything to me. Oh, sinner, come,
oh, sinner, come
to Jesus now. Just humbly bow, confess to him your every sin. He'll save and cleanse you, give you peace and joy within. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens from my soul were rolled away.
You can write to me today, Reverend Tommy Mounts.